So I'm going to start with you, Roger, because I ran across those pictures you sent a couple of weeks ago of just one of your afternoon cooks where it looks like it could feed an army of people. Is that something that you do just because?
Oh, heck, what happens is my wife starts over there somewhere, and she goes, hey, why don't we have some people over to and come in the pool and have a pool party? It's summertime. That usually starts at the night before. There's a group of people. It's called the Wine Crew. They buy the wine at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, a wine auction, and they buy like 80 or 90 bottles. And what they do is they have this big party. And a couple weeks ago, my neighbor, my good neighbor John Martin, his wife Elizabeth, decided they're going to have it at their house. Well,
wow.
I asked them how many people. They said about 80 or 90.
And
so my other good neighbor, Rob Walsh, came in and he said, hey, we can do this. So we started putting stuff together, looking in the freezer and running over to – we actually went to Walmart again in their boutique section, and they had some good stuff there from 44 Ranch, McLaren Farms. And so we bought a bunch of that, but cooked a bunch of drumsticks, which are my favorite now. And you know, that was a couple big, pretty big platters.
Yeah, share your drumstick recipe.
Oh yeah, so you know, with beef prices being very, very high right now, they're saying being controlled by the packing plant. I've gone over to this guy told me, he said, once you look at these drumsticks, so you go in and you can buy like 16 or 20 drumsticks ready to go Tyson for about $4.
Oh my.
And so what I've done is gone in, I marinate them and marinate them for a couple hours, you know, and you know, I use the salt lick and a little bit of sweet vinegar that you use in the Oriental cooking method.
Yeah. So the salt lick.
Worcestershire sauce, little beer.
The salt lick.
And it. I do like the salt lick.
Yeah,
that's
the sweet vinegar.
You can't get any head country.
Okay, yeah.
And so I marinate them, and I smoke them for about, real slow smoke, for about 3 hours.
Wow.
And then pull them out, and they're just really juicy. You gotta turn up the heat on about the last 20 minutes, get them pretty hot, or you can even put them on the grill to get that char on them, and they turn out really well, very juicy.
That sounds awesome.